Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy.
In a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
Work takes up most of your time. That's why you should use Stamps.com to save time with your mailing and shipping and have flexibility to focus on more important things. Stamps.com can handle all your mailing and shipping needs with rates up to 88% off USPS and UPS. Add flexibility to your day with Stamps.com. Go to Stamps.com/program to sign up for a special offer. No contract, cancel anytime. That's Stamps.com/program.
There is one thing in that game that I do think matters. The hell is wrong with Harrison Butker? And I'm sorry for all the people that are trying to be like, he'll be fine and rest is really important for him. And I'd like to point out that they could have just given him more rest instead of rushing him back into action when they had a kicker under contract who could have continued to kick for them successfully during that time. So they valued his in-game kicking more than rest. So I have a hard time doing those things. He doesn't look right. There's some part of his kicking game that is not what it used to be. And if I made you give me a confidence meter ranking of where you are in Harrison Butker going into the postseason, I think you're lying to me if you tell me that you feel the same way about Harrison Butker you have going into every other playoffs. I'm worried about it.
Yeah, the confidence level can't be the exact same as it was 2 months ago. It just can't, based on the injury and what he's looked like since. You know, is it on the panic meter level of what I'd be feel like if I was a Ravens fan with Tucker right now based on his season? No, of course not. But it's something to watch. Yeah, it's the only thing I would really take out of Sunday's game and be like, okay, that's not like a backup thing. That's the same kicking operation that you would have in a playoff game. And it was at altitude. He missed it left. He had the distance, missed it left. Like, what's going on there? It'll be a little more nerve-wracking the first time he has a big kick in the playoffs, whether that's going to be the divisional round game or whether it's an AFC title game. But we all know throughout this three-peat campaign, and going back to the last couple of years, he's, of course, made massive kicks throughout all those games.
He's been vital to their Super Bowl last year. He might have been the single most important player outside of Patrick Mahomes to them winning the Super Bowl last year. He's an important player.
But
all
it takes is divisional round weekend. He kicks a 57-yarder when they need it, and I'm back. And nobody should be worried again if he makes it. You know what I mean? Like, if he makes a 57-yarder,
he just goes 3 for 3, and two are from 30 and one's from 57.
Yeah, but I mean, like, if it's a divisional round, he kicks a 55, 57-yard field goal, and it's just a big kick, whether it's it doesn't be a walk-off kick, but it's just a big kick in the moment, then I'm back to, okay, he's fine. Because that's all we're talking about.
Other kicks look normal. Because, like, I'm assuming what it is that it's just wear and tear on a body and that his knee still isn't 100% from where it needs to be post that surgery. And so as a result of it, he's yanking kicks he would not typically yank as a result of still recovering from a knee surgery. Yeah. This goes back to the whole thing. I told you right after the game, I had no idea why they rushed him back. If he was incapable of doing kickoffs, in my opinion, he should not have been back on a football field kicking kicks. It didn't make any sense to me at the time.
Dave Tobe.
They should have waited a week or waited 2 weeks. Dave Tobe at the time, as you'd said, had said 2 weeks, and then all of a sudden he was back 48 hours later kicking in games.
Yeah, on a Wednesday he said he's a couple weeks away, and then that Sunday he was back and kicking field goals.
It's crazy.
It was kind of bizarre.
Well, and then the following press conference, he said he thought he was good enough to go, which it wasn't consistent with what he had said earlier in the week.
I just don't understand.
Because he said, I think if I remember right, he's not fully 100%, but we wanted him out there or something along those lines.
Like, I just think it should, like, it has to be on, like, if we're just going into the postseason, we do the normal thing. Concern list of things for the postseason. The offensive line is still on there.
Of course.
For the fairly obvious reasons. Nazi Johnson did not make me feel any more comfortable about any time he's got to be on the field in that game. And I already knew that about Nazi Johnson. That game did not change my opinion on it. He gets beat deep a lot. That was true after the game. There are the normal things to be concerned about that have been weaknesses for the Chiefs or liabilities for the Chiefs throughout the year. For four consecutive years for back-to-back Super Bowl championships, the one thing on, there are two things on this team you never worried about. One was Patrick Mahomes and one was Harrison Butker. They were the only two things that never show so much as showed a single crack in the armor, right? That none of it. And now he is showing weakness. So like, I'm not going to ignore it because his perfection has been a key to these postseason runs occasionally. Not the single biggest reason, still got to get down there. But like, the idea that in these late game situations, Patrick Mahomes knew he only needed to get to the 40 yard line probably, in order to give this team a chance to tie or win on a field goal late in a game. And now I can't be sure about that until I can watch him kick more in the postseason. It moved up my concern.
Yeah, it's the only thing I took out of the Denver game.